from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President Trump defends his administration. President Trump used his first solo press conference to deliver a broad defense of his first month in office. He also took issue with the way the news media had covered his presidency. He answered questions about the relationship between his transition team and Russia. Mr. Trump's national security advisor Michael Flynn was ousted this week after it was revealed that he misled White House officials about the nature of conversations with Russian officials. Russia reacted defensively and cautiously to Flynn stepping down. Daniel Scherf reports from Moscow.
Russia's initial euphoria when President Trump took office is fading after Flynn's resignation and Trump's call for Russia to return Crimea to Ukraine. Russia considered Flynn key to promoting improved relations with the United States. While the Kremlin called Flynn's resignation a U.S. internal matter, Russian lawmakers described it as politically motivated against Russia. Officials bluntly dismissed the Trump White House calling on Russia for the first time to de-escalate violence in Ukraine and return the Crimean Peninsula that was annexed in 2014. U.S. lawmakers critical of Trump are not taking any chances. They introduced a bill to block the president from lifting sanctions against Russia over Ukraine without congressional approval. Russians are still hopeful that relations with the United States will improve under Trump, but also increasingly cautious as the controversy and political turmoil play out. Daniel Scherf, VOA News, Moscow.
Vice Admiral Robert Howard has turned down the offer by U.S. President Trump to become the new national security advisor, replacing General Michael Flynn. The 60-year-old Howard retired from the military in 2013. He is currently working as an executive at Lockheed Martin, the weapons and aerospace company, where he focuses on the United Arab Emirates. This is VOA News. An Islamic State suicide bomber killed at least 75 people and wounded about 250 others inside of a crowded Shiite shrine in southern Pakistan. As Reuters reports that 30 of those killed were children. Palestinians are expressing alarm but not surprise at the outcome of this week's meeting in Washington between President Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Mr. Trump appeared to back down from decades of U.S. policy regarding a two-state solution to tensions between the Palestinians and Israelis. Randolph-Macon College Middle East scholar Michael Fishbach tells VOA the ingredients have been there for two states where the Palestinians and Israelis coexist.
What's been lacking is, frankly, the pressure from the United States, which, starting with President Clinton and the Oslo process, has basically backed away from the idea that there is an international consensus about what ought to be and has allowed the two parties, which are vastly unequal in terms of power, to simply say, well, here, you guys figure out what you want to do.
Nikki Haley, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, created further confusion Thursday when she insisted the two-state solution is what the U.S. supports, but that did nothing to quiet anger among the Palestinians who remained focused on Mr. Trump's openness to a single state. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence visits Munich and Brussels during the next few days, his first overseas trip since being sworn into office last month. A senior White House foreign policy advisor says the trip is an opportunity for the vice president to reassure American allies and partners, and also lay out Trump administration priorities for the transatlantic relationship. New Zealand and Australia reaffirmed their commitment to strengthen bilateral ties today as the two countries' prime ministers met in Queenstown. Speaking at a news conference, both Bill English, he's the New Zealand prime minister, and Malcolm Turnbull, the Australian prime minister, said they continue to support the Trans-Pacific Partnership despite the United States' withdrawal from the agreement. Prime Minister English.
Malcolm and I are both focused on regional trade and the opportunities that free trade agreements represent. We're focused on finding ways to take the TPP forward now that the United States has withdrawn.
Prime Minister Turnbull said he's had frank and forthright discussions during several phone calls with Donald Trump over the TPP. He calls the exchanges constructive. South Korean authorities have arrested the 48-year-old head of the Samsung in connection with his alleged role in the corruption scandal that has led to the impeachment of President Park Geun-hye. Billionaire businessman Lee Jae-yong is suspected of paying Park's influential friend Choi Soon-sil $36 million in return for the president's help to secure the approval of a state-run pension fund. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.